Well, Iran says it's worried about the escalation of violence in Syria. It's renewed a call on the Syrian opposition to sit down for talks with the government to bring an end to the ongoing crisis.
There is no military solution as far as the Syrian crisis is concerned, and the only solution for Syria is a meeting between the opposition and the Syrian government, and the Syrians must determine their fate. If other countries halt their support for these mercenaries, you will realize that the situation in Syria will become stable.
Salehi also said that Iran believes that Bashar al-Assad will remain Syria's legitimate leader until the next presidential election in 2014. The Iranian foreign minister has made the comments at a joint press conference with his Syrian counterpart, Walid al-Mualim, in Tehran. The Syrian minister says dialogue is the only way out of the crisis. Mualim has accused the U.S. of double standards, saying Washington speaks of a political solution, but at the same time provides aid to groups killing the Syrian people. Syria has been gripped by deadly unrest for nearly 2 years now. The U.N. says some 70,000 people have been killed so far. Well, switching over to Beirut, joined by political analyst Mr. Redwan Rizk. Thank you so much for being with us. Mr. Rizk, as I'm reading the text and saying 70,000 people that the UN is estimating that have been killed, it appears that there could be more efforts done by the UN if they're really concerned about the amount of bloodshed in Syria, that perhaps when various countries are announcing that they're increasing their help either monetarily or with arms, why isn't the UN being more aggressive in trying to stop the killing if they're so concerned that more than 70,000 people have already given their lives there?
Well, we have to understand that so far the UN did not put any pressure at all or any effort to stop these killings. If we agree with the numbers of the casualties in Syria for the past 2 years, and also the United States is taking double side, from one side saying or announcing by the former Foreign Minister Clinton and now Kerry are saying that United States is very keen on reaching a peace solution or peaceful solution in Syria. But on the other side, they announced that they have employed about $60 million as aids, weapons to the opposition. And also we have heard strongly on starting a training camp in on the border of Syria in Jordan for the oppositions. So this is what we cannot understand. From one side, they're weeping about the bloodshed in Syria. On the other side, they are supporting all the killings for the gangsters, terrorism on the Syrian grounds. So far, only Tehran and Damascus have showed a strong determination of stopping this killing by calling the oppositions to sit down to the negotiation and try, even with the military groups of the oppositions, to sit down for serious talk with the Syrian government in order to reach some kind of an exit to this bloodshed and stop the killing of Syria, of the Syrian people. So far, only the Syrian government has proposed a series propositions to the oppositions to come and talk with the government to reach somewhere where they can stop this killing and this bloodshed, and call for a national government to prepare the country for the election in 2014.
Well, Mr. Rizk, I just have one minute left, but what will it take, in your perspective, to bring the opposition to the table just for the talks in order to reach the elections in 2014?
The government now is only, as we see on the ground, is only defending itself and trying to protect the civilians. The government did not take or did not do any aggressive actions, military actions against those groups on the ground. because this will only lead to more killings. They are trying just to protect the country. They're trying to protect the civilians from the killings being occurred by those groups who are being collected from many, many countries, especially in the Arab. All right. So this will not lead to anywhere unless they come and sit for a serious talk with the government.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us out of Beirut, political analyst Mr. Redwan Rizk.